Hi, welcome to the Interactive Parsha Experience Podcast. This is Parshat Tzav. My name is Reuven Margaret, and I'm the Director of Digital Content for the Pardes Center for Jewish Educators, and I'm also a graduate of a Pardes Educators Day School program. This week's Parsha is all about korbanot, or offerings, and that carries on a theme already started in last week's Parsha, Vayikra, and carries on really throughout the rest of Sefer Vayikra. This idea of bringing a korban, bringing an offering up to God. And there's different types, whether it's a cow, a sheep, a goat, whether it's made of flour, and all the various rules and regulations concerning that. It can be quite complicated. And sometimes we might think to ourselves, why on earth is the Torah going into so much detail about something which, to be honest, none of us are going to be doing probably in our lifetimes? So we need to ask ourselves, what's the deeper issue going on here? And I think the deeper issue is so relevant for today's younger generation, and I think it's relevant for our generation as well. When we look at what the word korban means, it means karov, to come close. And that's the essence of a korban. The essence isn't the sheep or the cow or the money or the produce. The essence is, what is the motivation behind why you're giving it? Which is why I brought the example of Cain v'Hevel. It just shows that when the focus is on what you're giving to the other because you think the other is going to really like it, like Hevel's offering, that's really the essence of what a korban is. It's not what you bring, but it's what you offer of yourself to the other. And that places the focus not on you, but on the other. And I think in today's generation, where there's so much self-absorption, when, and others have pointed this out, it's all about the iPhone, the iPad, the iMac, the iBook, it's all about the I, there's a real countercultural message here that don't focus on yourself, but focus on the other. And that's critically important in our relationship with God, as the Torah is telling us. But I think the broader message and implication is how we relate to other people. I was debating whether to bring another, I was going to bring another text, but I thought it was too much to bring in the parasha. But it's a Mishnah from Pirkei Avot, from the Ethics of Our Fathers in chapter 5. I think it's Mishnah 13. And part of what the Mishnah says is it describes the quality of a righteous person, of a chassid, so a pious person, a chassid. And he has the mentality of what's mine is yours and what's yours is yours. But in my relationship with another person, it's not what they can do for me, but it's what I can do for them. And that, the Mishnah says, is the quality of a pious person. That, I think, is the critical message for today. And that's why I brought the activities that, the activity that I brought, is for us to experience that tension between the feeling of sacrificing, of personally losing something, versus freely giving something to the other person because you care very deeply about the other person. And where on the scale do we find ourselves? How much would we consider giving something to someone else a sacrifice? And how much would we consider it to be an offering? Or to put it another way, how much is my relationship that I have with the other, it's about me, and how much is the relationship with the other about the other? And I think this is a real great opportunity to explore with young people the relationship they have with the people around them. And they could, you know, look at their friendships that they have and the relationships with all sorts of people and see what's the focus. Is the focus on themselves? Is the focus on the other? And think about the other people. Are the other people in their lives, you know, are they focusing on themselves or do they care about the other person? And that might be a way of gauging, you know, what are the healthy, productive relationships in our lives? And maybe what are the destructive the destructive relationships in our lives and the ones which we maybe shouldn't be involved in. So, I think there's a lot of different ways this could be taken, but I think it's definitely applicable, maybe in a subject which people think isn't applicable, right? Corbyn not offering cows and sheep, like, what's that got to do with me? But I think when you examine the underlying principles going on, I think it very much has everything to do with ourselves and with young people. And this is a great opportunity to have those discussions. For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.